Leading the news this morning, a new report by the Grattan Institute says Australian students are falling well behind their East Asian counterparts. It says Australia's education reforms are focusing on the wrong areas. It says Australia should be spending money on improving teacher quality rather than worrying about school funding and class sizes. Pacific Brands, the manufacturer of Bonds and Burley underwear, is closing two distribution centres in Sydney and sacking 106 workers. 76 new staff will be hired at a new centre in Melbourne. And Caltex is considering closing its two refineries in Sydney and Brisbane, putting 800 jobs at risk. In other news, the UN General Assembly is preparing to vote on an Arab-sponsored resolution condemning human rights violations in Syria. The regime is continuing its assault on opposition fighters in many parts of the country. Activists say at least 22 people have died in the latest attacks. A school bus and a truck have collided in the West Bank, killing at least 8 Palestinian children. The bus carrying about 50 children overturned and burst into flames outside the city of Ramallah. More than 30 children were injured. Thai police say a group of Iranians detained after a series of explosions in Bangkok was intending to target Israeli diplomats. There's no detail on the targets, but authorities say planning was at an advanced stage. Police have linked the blast to attacks on Israeli diplomats in India and Georgia on Monday.